It's a Tuesday morning. What do we do at this time? We do the Dial-A-Doc program with FHN. And joining us here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator at FHN. Hey, Misty, good morning. Hello to you.
Hello, good morning.
Misty, your role at FHN, you help people at this big job figure out their bills. Kind of give us an overview of what you do.
Sure thing. Yes, my role here as the Financial Resource Coordinator is to assist our patients with their healthcare costs. So it does include things such as answering questions regarding their medical bills, but also to review for any type of FHN discounts and or financial assistance programs. But it also includes enrolling any of our patients for medical coverage through both Medicaid and the Marketplace.
All right. Yeah. Medicare, Medicaid, Medicare, the open enrollment is on now. That's where you see a lot of these commercials. Joe Namath is out there talking about the Medicare Advantage programs out there. But that's a different issue. The enrollment, open enrollment at the same time now is open now for coverage under the Affordable Care Act, or as many people refer to it as Obamacare. Misty, tell us, are there any differences this year to last year?
There are still the same open enrollment insurance plan options as last year. So there are similar as last year with both Blue Cross and Quartz are the plans that are actually offered in our area. And also the time frame to do the enrollment is the same as well. So it is from November 1st through December 15th. The one thing that there is a difference from last year is how our community has been impacted by the pandemic. So one of the things that we definitely want to stress is that if you or your family have lost your job-based health plan, you may actually qualify for a special enrollment period with the Marketplace. So for instance, if you have lost coverage in the past 60 days, or you are expected to lose coverage in the next 60 days, you may qualify for that coverage outside of that open enrollment period and get your family covered under the Marketplace plans.
Misty, what about with the outcome of the election now? It looks like we have President-elect Biden coming in. Any changes potentially on the horizon with that?
Not at this time. They are still encouraging any patients who are still enrolled with the Marketplace plan to re-enroll, and anyone or any family members who are interested in getting or obtaining the coverage to still go ahead. If there are to be any changes, it's projected later, but they are still very much encouraging for families to still re-enroll with the coverage.
How is the coverage? How is this ACA or the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, same thing? How is the coverage working?
Right now, there are, with the two plans, Quartz is actually an HMO product. So HMO products are where you must assign a primary care physician within the HMO network, and then that doctor is actually the one who will coordinate all of your care. Now, with the PPO product, that is what is offered by the Blue Cross, and they do have a broader network of providers that are available to you.
And I know that to Quartz now, this is the second option for coverage now, and it's kind of a new option here that just started recently in the region. Kind of give us a comparison and contrast in terms of between Quartz and Blue Cross Blue Shield and how it's working for your patients.
Sure. Yeah, the coverages between both Quartz and Blue Cross are different due to, like I had just stated, one product is an HMO versus a PPO. There are two insurance network plans that cover healthcare-related expenses, so they both ensure that patients receive the adequate treatment without having to pay unreasonable prices. But the two plans are rather different. The HMO does provide patient access to doctors to have treatment within a network, all coordinated through your primary care physician. However, while that PPO network, it just offers greater flexibility.
Yeah, you can go a lot more places with the PPO than you can with the HMO, right?
Correct.
All right, and does that mean that that then the PPO, because you can go more places, you aren't in network, is that typically more expensive?
You will see a higher premium when it comes to a PPO network because of the greater flexibility that is involved.
Yeah, but you may get you may not have to pay anymore because you may get the credit and not have to pay. Even though it shows as a premium, oftentimes folks, because of their income, don't have to do not pay the full premium, right?
Correct. Yes, there definitely is extra saving programs that are available through the marketplace. So that's definitely when we complete the application, that is definitely something that we would want to see if the family members or the individual themselves would qualify for.
All right. Are there certain types of patients for whom one plan is better than the other?
Usually what I like to advise to our patients is that before you do select a health plan for you and your family, definitely to make sure that you do know the difference between the PPOs, the HMOs, and then also the metal categories that are offered. So, you know, like we've discussed, the PPO plan typically offers that broad network of physicians and hospitals, to where HMOs in comparison have a smaller physician network with a specific region or area. And the metal categories are based on how you and your family versus how the plan splits the cost of your health care.
And what happens is that you have a higher deductible depending upon where you are in those plans, right? The silver, gold, platinum, whatever they're called, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So the metal categories are a bronze, a silver, a gold, and a platinum. So, for instance, like a bronze category is a lower monthly premium, but with a higher deductible, to where versus a gold metal category would be a higher monthly premium, but with a lower deductible.
All right. What about the premiums? Where have they increased a lot this year?
We have seen with the Blue Cross plans, they show a slight increase across the exchange. Now, with quartz, though, we are, however, showing a slight decrease as well. So we definitely still recommend that whenever a marketplace application is being completed, we will definitely screen for any of the family members to see if they would qualify for those premium tax credits and the extra savings.
And what about you? Got you right there. You and other folks working with you, you actually help people sign up for coverage. How does that work?
Yes, definitely. For our patients' convenience, FHN is offering assistance either face to face appointments, or we can even conduct the appointment over the phone. So definitely anyone who would like assistance or have questions with their enrollment can contact our customer service directly. And that phone number is 815-599-7950.
And we're talking to Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator for FHN on the FHN Dial the Doc program. Misty, what do people have to bring with them in order to work with you and get signed up?
Definitely for any new enrollees, we definitely require for them to provide an estimated income for the household. The marketplace uses an income number known as the modified adjusted gross income, and that determines the eligibility for any type of extra cost savings. And then also for any of our re-enrollees, they are required to provide the prior year's login and password information to complete the application.
And where is your office, and how long would it take for someone to get signed up and enrolled?
My office is located directly in the hospital. And an appointment for a new enrollee can take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. And we do also state for our re-enrollments, I would allow anywhere from 30 minutes up to an hour.
And what's the deadline again? Give us a deadline for enrolling.
December 15th.
All right, so that is 2 weeks from today is what you
Correct.
Have.
Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is that the government is not, it's almost a secret deal here. And, you know, we aren't hearing a lot about it. That's why we wanted to get you on to talk about this, is that anybody who does not have insurance, you are eligible now through 2 weeks from today to register and go with Obamacare. And oftentimes, Misty, aren't you finding that there's either a very small premium or sometimes there's no premium that's actually paid because of the income level, right?
Yeah, it definitely can vary. There are certain thresholds for what your family income is. I definitely would highly recommend for any patient who any patient or family member or household who does not have insurance to definitely contact our customer service. We can even do a screening to see and even give you an idea of what the premium cost would be versus what your deductible and out-of-pockets would be. So it's definitely something and a resource to utilize. Definitely reach out to us and we can assist you with that.
Right, because there is no longer any penalty if you don't sign up for Obamacare. But the penalty would be, I would assume, Misty, is if you don't have health insurance, you're going to have a big bill for the health that the health providers that have it, because you haven't had any insurance, and you're going to have a big bill that's going to follow you around if you don't have insurance, right?
Correct. Yes, and definitely in an unfortunate event. An event, if you come to either the emergency room or if you had to become inpatient, that is a very large, high-dollar amount. And if you are uninsured, then definitely that would be a responsibility for that patient. And that's where we would definitely like to utilize this open enrollment period currently to get any patients who are uninsured to avoid that, to where if they need any type of medical need, they are avoiding having any type of a high dollar cost like that.
Right. There is absolutely no reason that someone should not have insurance with this Obamacare or the ACA program that's out there, because if you can't afford it, you won't have to pay for it because your income's going to be low enough. That's going to be the premium support that's given to you. All right. Hey, Misty, where can people find out more information?
Definitely by visiting our website at www.fhn.org, or you can also even go directly through to the marketplace at www.healthcare.gov. And any contact information, you can call FHN's customer service directly. And our phone number here is 815-599-7950. So definitely reach out to our customer service with any questions or to schedule an appointment.
All right, Misty, you do a great job. Thank you very much. You have a very important job, and you have a very difficult job as well with all these things going on here. But great to talk to you here again. We'll talk again soon, all right?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator for FHN. That's the FHN Dialer Doc program here today, and the preceding brought to you today by FHN.